I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Meredith Rowe and Jasmine Amiga of the Pella Volleyball Team. Meredith, I'll start with you. A big win over PC. How does it feel to get a strong sweep like this to end your home season and your regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. We're going in the conference tournament on Thursday. We're looking to redeem ourselves against teams like DCG and OSCE, you know. I really think that we can come out and beat them, and hopefully we have a strong showing there, and we'll go into postseason. Play Grinnell Tuesday. We're expecting to win, but of course we can't take anything for granted. And then we play Xavier, and to be honest, we're not as confident, but we know that if we come out strong like we did tonight, that we'll do great.
And Jasmine, what do you think went well tonight from just a team perspective?
I think that we did a really good job serving as a team, serve receive, like we put all the pieces together. I think we finished a lot stronger than we have, and we started strong from point one to the end, and I think that helped our momentum stay up and our energy and just like positivity and overall all together playing together.
Well, Meredith, this team kind of hit a low point when you lost to Oskaloosa. You were swept at their place, and you guys had to kind of rebuild. What are the things that you guys have really been working on and emphasizing to get yourself back in a winning way? You almost knock off DCG and then had a great weekend tournament here.
Yeah, so one of the really important things to us is our team culture, and we really had to reevaluate how we were going into games and how we were going into practice. And, you know, we brought the intensity, we brought the purpose to the floor, and I think it's really paid off for us as a team. We've done great since we reset our team and our focus, and I can't wait for the rest of the season.
Well, and Jasmine, it seemed like for a while there, you kind of lost a little bit of your blocking mojo, where teams were able to get it over, put a lot of pressure on your passers. What have you done to really get that block shored up? Because it seems to be working again.
Blocking has been a big emphasis in our practices, and I think just the initiative to just go after every block and to not be afraid to go up and go fast, even if you read it wrong, to commit every time, which has been a big emphasis from all of our coaching staff. I think it's helped me a lot to just trust myself and to trust the people that I'm blocking with.
And Meredith, you kind of mentioned the losses to DCG and OSCE. There's a good chance you'll see at least one of those teams coming up on Thursday, if not both. What are the things that you learned from those losses that you hope to take into Thursday's tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we learned from those games is that we can't take any point for granted. And if we lose a point, we have to get that next side out point right away. And we really just have a very determined team. We've really evaluated our determination and our effort, and I'm ready to take them on. I think our coaches are ready to take them on. I know my teammates are ready to go, and we're ready to get a win at this conference tournament.
And Jasmine, similar question. What do you think it's going to take for some wins on Thursday?
I think we just have to come out strong like we have and like we did this weekend. I think that we're a team that easily gets in a slump, and I think the more that we stay up and the more momentum that we create, the more balls we put down, the more we're connected as a team, the easier it will be for us to finish.
Well, and I talked to both of you this spring over Zoom. We talked in a very different scenario. What has it meant to you to be able to be in this gym, to have the full student section, and to be able to play Pella volleyball? And you guys have played really well, especially in this gym.
So in that Zoom conversation, I know we kind of talked about how track isn't necessarily my main sport and that volleyball is really where I find my home. At the beginning of the season, I didn't know if I was going to be able to play because I had to have a surgery that took me out for a significant amount of preseason. And it really wasn't until the DCG game that I really found my own back on this team. And obviously having this great atmosphere in the gym, especially tonight with both the student sections, you know, we really do love our fans. We love how committed they are, and we love how they really cheer us on and give us a lot of energy. So I'm so glad that even through a mask, our student section is ready to support us and cheer for us throughout our entire season.
Similar question, Jasmine. What does it mean to be back? And you guys have now played a full regular season, and the playoffs are here.
It means so much to me and all my teammates. I think we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to play and to have played a full season and to not have had any issues along the ways. I think it means a lot to the parents and our fans, too, to get to come and to get to support. And they're so great, and they mean so much to us. And I think as a team, we've just enjoyed every minute that we've gotten and not taken it for granted.
My last question for each of you, what's the biggest key for this team heading into the playoffs?
I think the biggest key for us is really just to keep our purpose on the floor, keep lifting each other up, keep knowing what we're coming out to do every single game. And like we did this game, start strong, finish strong, every single point. And I think that especially coming after this game, that we're very capable of doing that and very capable of getting the state this year.
And I would have to say, I think that focusing on the little details, focusing on closing every block, getting every cover ball up, getting all of our serves in, just little things like that, all the little pieces put together, and when those are on, we're on as a team, and I think that that is one of our main priorities to continue playing.
Meredith Rowe and Jasmine Amiga, congratulations on a great regular season, a great win to end the regular season, and I look forward to the playoffs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.